Kids, have we got any kids here today? You want to come on down the front? I need you kids to stand in a line. No sitting down today. Standing in a line right across the front here. One great big line. One great big line. Come on up the front. Here we go. Side by side. One line. Like on parade. Yep, that's it. Side by side. Yep. Yeah, oh, big kids. Excellent. 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 All right, I've got lots of kids. Fantastic. All right, I've got one down. Hey, princess, how are you? You got a bear. What's bear's name? Oh, very good. Very good. All right, everyone in the line. Oh, you got a bear as well. It's Bear City. All right. Hello, how are you? You good? All right, how are you guys doing today? Who's been good? Who's been bad? Oh, all right. Oh, you kept your hand up. Well, oops. Sorry, Mum and Dad. Oh, hello, more teddies. It is Teddy City. Hello, girls. All right, who believes I'm able to tell who's been good and who's been bad? Yep, you've been good. You're a good girl. No worries. Excellent. Yeah, you three. You three. Let's see. All right, you ready? I'm going to put my hand over your head, and it's going to go beep, 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 beep if you've been bad. You ready? Who's up for this challenge? Really? Who's not sure? All right. Beep, 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 beep. Does that sound about right? Yeah, ooh, there's some fun. Oh, embarrassed looks. Lucky you're not facing that way, all the red faces we've got here. Well, who would like to hear a story about a young man about your age who was naughty? Would you like to hear a story about a young man your age who was naughty? You would? You would? Let's call this guy Donnie. All right, let's call him Donnie. Oh, no getting anything past you, young fella. All right. So this young boy, Donnie, had a dad. Nothing unusual about that, is it? His dad was a shift worker. Now, shift worker in those days meant that he worked at night time, a lot of the time. And so when Donnie would go to school, his dad would be asleep. And then when Donnie would get home, his dad would go to work. And then when his dad got home from work, Donnie would go to school. So they never saw each other very often. But Donnie's dad was the one who gave out the punishment. Is there any punishment in your houses? Consequences for actions? Whatever word we use it these days. Does anyone get smacked? No, not anymore. No. All right. Well, believe it or not, this little boy, Donnie, did get smacked. Quite often, actually. All right. So this dad, Donnie's dad, decided one day he was going to find out how good Donnie was when he was away. So he got a piece of wood, and he showed Donnie this piece of wood. Can anyone see that piece of wood? Looks a good piece of wood. And he grabbed some nails, and he grabbed a hammer. And he said to Donnie, while I'm at work, and you're here with your mum and your two little brothers, every day you're good, there's going to be no mark on that wood. But every day you're naughty, your mum is going to put a nail in that wood. And so after a week, when I've got my days off, I'll be able to see how many days you were good and how many days you were naughty. What do you think Donnie thought of that idea? Sorry? I've been good every day. You've been good every day. Excellent. Good girl. Well done. Excellent. All right. So, who knows how to hit a hammer into a bit of wood? Because I think there's going to be some nails in this bit of wood, don't you reckon? Do you reckon Donnie's going to be good for a whole week? No. Oh, thanks very much. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Anyway, day one comes along and Donnie was quite naughty. What do you think he did? What's some of the things that you guys might do that's naughty? What was that? Hit his brother! Bingo! Bing, 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 bing! A winner! All right. Here you go, Elijah. Come here. Here's the hammer.
I don't want to do this.
You don't want to hit the hammer? All right. Come on. I trust you. All right. I'll hold the nail. I don't want you to... Hey, Diego, how's our workplace health and safety going? All right. Okay. Okay, very good. All right. So day one, Donnie's not looking real good, is he? Not looking good. Hey, day two comes along. Oh, that's a sneaky one. All right, you better hit that in a little bit harder. Okay. Ow. Very good, very good, very good. Excellent work. Let me just make sure that that's excellent. All right. You're very gentle. Okay, so come day two comes along, and guess what? Donnie has another bad day. What do you think he does on this day? Yes? No, no, he's not that naughty. All right, what else? What else does he get up to? What else? He doesn't do his homework. Actually, Donnie never did homework. Never did. Okay, you want to come and nail this? Come on, I trust you. All right, in we go. Another nail into the bit of wood. This is not looking good. Yeah, that's good. You know how to do that. Oh, well, ow. Okay, spoke too early. Well done. All right, day three comes along. And Donnie has another bad day. What else do you think he does wrong? Does mean things. Doesn't hit them, but does mean things. Annoying things. Have you got a brother who does that? Have you? Okay. We won't point, will we? We'll just look. All right. Do you want to nail a hammer? Of course you do. Nail a hammer. Hammer a nail. All right. Here we go. Now, don't miss. My fingers are getting sore. There we go. Oh, oh. Good work. Oh, that one's coming out. Okay, so we've got three nails in. Not looking good for Donnie, do we? Anyway, if we had a longer service, we'd go longer, but we're just going to cut it short there. Donnie recognizes there's three nails in his bit of wood. He knows he's in trouble. So for the next day, he's really good. And because he's really good, his mum says, okay, I'm going to take a nail out. So there's only two nails left. Donnie gets the good news and responds really well and says, okay, I'm going to be good. So the fourth day, he's good again. And guess what? His mum takes that nail out as well. So all of a sudden, there's only one nail left. And Donnie's thinking, I'm on the home straight here. If I get good for one more day, I'll get rid of that last nail. And Dad won't think I've been naughty. So he's brilliant. He is so good. He does his homework. He looks after his brother. He does his brother's chores around the house. He's really, really good. And so Mum comes along and takes out the last nail. And so he's really happy and he's very proud. And on the day that his dad comes home for the weekend off, he takes his bit of wood up to his dad and says, Dad, look, I've been good. No nails. What does Dad see? Holes. Three holes. What does three holes mean? It means I was bad for 3 days. I mean, Donnie was bad for 3 days. Doesn't it? So the dad wasn't very happy, but he saw that he tried to be good. It's good to try and be good, isn't it? But when you're naughty, what is it that you need in your life? What is it you need? Starts with F. Big word. Forgiveness. Donnie's dad showed him forgiveness, and because he had tried to be good, let him off any sort of consequences of his actions. But that lesson was very important, that sometimes when we are naughty and sometimes when we muck up, there are little holes left over. Isn't that right? And sometimes the consequence will flow on. Today, we're going to learn something that turns that bit of wood into that bit of wood. I was wondering whether that was going to work, actually. I was thinking I might drop it. In other words, that there's no holes. And that's because of what Jesus did with other nails and hammer. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for these awesome young people, for the way they've helped us, and for the way that they are indeed good young people. We ask that you watch over them this Easter, give them a great time, and pray you bless them in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. All right, kids, thank you very much for your help today. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. Just a very short couple of verses. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. On himself he bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For you and me were like sheep that went astray, and now we have returned to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Let's pray. Father God, as we come to this very special time on a day such as this, that we remember the Lord Jesus, that incredible life, that drama, Lord God, depicted so well, all the amazing things that Jesus did, and yet he still ended up on the cross. And we know, Lord God, that the biggest story is that it wasn't just to come and do all the amazing, miraculous things, but the most amazing thing was to offer himself as a sacrifice to pay the price that none of us could ever pay. And so, Father, as we come to this time of the bread and the wine, Lord, may we remember. May we remember Jesus and what he has done for us. In your name. Amen. It's an amazing little section of scripture, isn't it? 1 Peter chapter 2. It came to that point when Jesus had all those insults thrown at him, and you could just imagine what was going on in that place. Now, for you and for me, some of us have gone through tough times. Some of us have had disasters come our way. Some of it is our own fault. I know many of the things that I did was my own fault. Just recently, I was back home with my mum as she had a cataract operation, and my brother left to go to Thailand to spend Easter and Anzac Day over in Thailand. And I went up at dawn up Mount Gravatt Mountain, which was, as a young boy, I used to go up Mount Gravatt Mountain all the time. And I went up there and I went to a certain spot where, as a young boy, early in the morning, as I say, young boy, 21-year-old, I was fooling around in the car. And the consequence of my actions was that my car lost control and we went off the side of the mountain there at Mount Gravatt Mountain. Those consequences were mine. My behavior, my attitude, my disobedience. Today, whether it was intentional, whether it was a mistake, or whether there's other people that have hurt us, gone to town on us for whatever it is, maybe because of what you believe, you have suffered for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've stood up in a place and you've copped flack. And Jesus said when he walked around, if you're going to stand up for me in this world, you're going to cop flack at times. Today, as Jesus took all those insults, as Jesus took all those amazing whips, as he took the beatings, as he took the crown of thorns, as he took the piercings of the nails and the spear, he did it for you and he did it for me, that we might be healed, transformed, and in relationship through God's grace with the Father. Today, as we take this bread and the cup, may we let the Holy Spirit just touch us. As we take the bread and we eat it and it becomes part of us, may we be aware that this resurrection that is coming is a part of us. As we take the cup and we drink it and we take it together and we'll drink together, that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. All sin. If there's something that's nagging away in the back of your mind that you're going, no, Jesus would never ever forgive me of that, well, I'm telling you today, Jesus has forgiven you of that. One of the words that Jesus said from the cross, one of the phrases, was, "It is finished." And if Jesus said, "It is finished," who are you and who am I to say otherwise? So today, as you take the bread and the cup, let the ministry of the Holy Spirit in and through your very being. Can I have the servers come forward, please? As I shared with the young people earlier in the service, there was the odd occasion that I got in trouble as a little boy. Now, as a young family, we grew up on Newnham Road. My mum still lives on Newnham Road in Mount Gravatt. And so my father and mother decided that we were to never have cats or dogs because we couldn't keep them in the fence and they would run out onto the road, and Newnham Road was very busy and they didn't want the heartache of our favourite dog or cat being run over. So we had birds. And they got out of the cage and flew away. We bred budgies, and my mum said that as long as we bred budgies, then she wanted the first budgie that was coming out of the nests. And as it would be, our first budgie that we bred was a white budgie. Now, back in those days, white budgies were worth $10, which was a lot of money. I worked for $1 an hour as a milk boy, so that's 10 hours delivering milk. And my mum wanted this white budgie. Now, my mum's very good with names. The white budgie was called Snowy. Very good. Well done. Snowy. Now, I'm not saying I got in trouble a lot, but Snowy's favourite word was Donnie! I think my mum, whenever she walked around the house and would go, who did this? Who did this? Who? Donnie! Throughout the neighbourhood, my name would be heard. See, as a young fella, we didn't have a lot of fences in our neighbourhood and we just went everywhere. Our fence line in our backyard wasn't there, so we had a great cricket yard. Great cricket yard. And wherever there were fences, we just hit the ball over that fence and we put fielders everywhere. Growing up, the name Donnie yelling through the neighbourhood was a common occurrence. And who did this? Who did this? In my house, as a dad, I would often get to points where I go, who did this? Who did this? And I'd be looking around the house to see if it was Michaela, Jamie, never Cynthia. Sometimes me, I answer my own question. I did this. Has that ever happened in your house, these questions? Who did this? Who's responsible for this? We have a 10-week-old Labrador in our house at the moment. That question has come back again. Who did this? How did he get in there? What the heck are you pooping in that room for? Who did this? In Genesis, we see Adam and Eve getting in trouble for who did this. Adam, like most of us, passed the buck. It's not my fault. You gave me the woman. It's, you know, your fault. Her fault, not my fault. Not taking responsibility. And I think that story gives us the understanding of how we tend to deal with getting in trouble or sin in our own life. Who did this? Well, you know, it's our culture. It's just the way I am. It's the way I've been brought up. We deal with a lot of this sort of thing, but never owning up to it. Never owning up to it. That reading from Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. I think if there was one person who could have said, it wasn't me, it would have been Jesus. And yet, when he was copping the flogging for you and for me, when he was being sent to the cross, he did not whinge, complain, or say, it wasn't me. He did it for you, and he did it for me, so that we could be set free. That we could be set free. That passage in 1 Peter just blows me away, that he did not complain. The amount of times I've tried to dodge the bullet, the amount of times that I've tried to pass the buck on to other people when I get caught in my own sin. That story I told earlier about the car accident, I couldn't get out of that one. I was driving the vehicle. I did try to say that the tyres aquaplaned, so it was the bad tyres on the car, and it was wet, and it was greasy, and I wasn't doing 80 kilometres an hour into the corner anyway, so it's not my fault. But we tend to do that, don't we? Today I want us to sit and reflect a little bit on the reality that it is because of me, it is because of you, it is because of your sin and my sin that Jesus went to the cross. Jesus, friend of sinners. Isn't that good to know? He's your friend. He's my friend. Jesus, he's closer than a brother. Jesus is the sin bearer for you and for me. Jesus is the perfect sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, the one who came that we might have life. While I was down with my mum, with one eye bandaged and the other side not either eye not working real well. She wanted me to go through her computer and check all her emails. I don't think she's very big on her emails because there was a whole bunch from November last year that she'd never opened. And when I opened them and told her about them, she said, oh, yeah, that's okay. That's good. No worries. But in amongst all these emails was an email from a young girl who's on the other side of the family. And when I say the other side of the family, I come from the Parrish Johnson side, and on the other side is the Joyner Smith side. And so I've got two common names in my family, Johnson and Smith. But the Joyner side is a guy called Tom Joyner who was arrested at the age of 12 for stealing a boat, which may be the reason why I'd like a boat one day. I don't know. He didn't get in trouble for that, though. He got a rap on the knuckles. But at the age of 14, he stole something that is flowed down into my life, and that is 50 pound of coffee beans. And for that 50 pound of coffee beans, he was sentenced to 14 years in Tasmania. His sentence didn't start till he arrived in Tasmania at the age of 18. And then his sentence started. And he wasn't a very good convict because he had 19 other charges as a convict. 25 lashes once, 50 lashes twice, put onto the wheel six times, and numerous times went off in gang chains, chain gangs. At the age of 47, this man arrives in Sydney, where he bumps into a young girl called Smith, who has just arrived from England at the age of 20 by herself. And within a short time, she marries this 47-year-old guy, and they start the family side, that side. Their third daughter marries a guy called Fred Parrish, who's my great-grandfather. He came out here with his brother George as a free man, and when he left, his mother, who was a God-fearing woman in the Anglican Church, gave him a Bible. My mum has that Bible, and she showed it to me again and has told me that one day I'll get to be the owner of that Bible, which is pretty cool. In it, it has a little message from his mum to Fred, and she signs it off with these two words, only Jesus. So in amongst my family tree, there's a convict who did a lot of things that were wrong, and even as a convict, he did things that were wrong. And on the other side is a young man on an adventure with a Bible that says only Jesus in it. Today, as we remember what Jesus did for you and for me to set us free from all the things that we've done, that we might be back in a relationship so that in our life we might be able to say those two words, only Jesus is what matters. That life with Jesus, that reality of Jesus in and through our lives, knowing him as our brother, knowing him closer than our brother, knowing him as our Lord and our Savior. Today, may we all be aware of what he's done for us. May we grab hold of it. And as has been said and probably will be said many times today, today is Friday, but Sunday is coming. God bless you.